Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Zarin.
What's up, Elizabeth?
You know what's ridiculous?
Oh, do I? I got one for you. In the 1970s, in the 1980s, gay men who weren't out, they had this phrase they would use to identify each other in public. And the phrase was they were friends of Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually, the U.S. military learned of this phrase. And at the time, it was not kosher for soldiers to be gay. So they investigated. In the 1980s, the Naval Investigative Service attempted to find what was the meaning of this phrase, and they decided this Dorothy person was real. So they tried to find Dorothy. They spent years looking for Dorothy. Obviously, they never found her.
Oh.
U.S. military. Military intelligence. I've heard there is something about it being a oxymoron.
Sometimes.
Perfect example.
Wow. I would love to see, like, the case files on that.
Right?
And, like, who did they interview?
Like, we found a Dorothy in Chicago. We think it may be her.
Well, I think that if, you know, maybe people would throw them off the scent by being like, that, oh, yeah, so I know exactly fun. Who it is.
She was here the other day. She's in Kansas City right now. She's out there collecting the gays.
So it's like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, but with Dorothy?
Yeah, exactly.
And they have to track her. That was a good one. That is ridiculous.
Right?
You want to know what else is ridiculous?
Do I?
Installing a functioning solid gold toilet as part of an art exhibit, only to have it stolen.
Yes.
I am both Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett. I contain multitudes. And this is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous.
You damn right.
The crime I want to talk to you about today, Zarin, I called you here today.
Thank you for calling.
To discuss this. It was actually suggested to us by a listener named Kendra Braun.
Oh, thank you, Kendra.
Yeah. She fleshed out a good one here.
You couldn't deny yourself that, did
no,
you?
No, I needed it. Anyway, Zarin, you're an artistic guy.
I've been called that in Free Spirit and other worse things.
Mm-hmm. Loosey-goosey. You like art?
I do. Okay. I love art.
We've established that.
Completely.
You like going to museums?
I love going to museums. It's one of my favorite places in the world, other than libraries. And I'm the type of person who'll go to a museum and wear like a Picasso shirt, like someone going to like a concert wearing the band shirt. And I find that absolutely hilarious. Yeah, I'm like, I came here for the Picasso.
You're like holding up a lighter and then you get tackled by security. You're like, no, seriously. What is the most outrageous work of art you've ever seen in person?
Oh, what do you mean by outrageous? I mean, like, in terms of, like, outsized outrageous, like, I can't believe I saw it, or outrageous, like, that's just a pile of crap.
Either one. Let's say that you can't believe you saw it. Something that's just, like, you know, incredible, or just out there, like, very avant-garde.
Recently, I think a couple of years ago, I was at the MoMA in New York, and I watched a performance where a bunch of people, I don't know how to say, they improvised, but it wasn't like improv, like it's theater. They improvised, they had no lines, they had no script, and they just sat there changing clothes, and as they changed clothes, they would start to react to each other differently based on the clothes that they were wearing. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole, like, avant-garde performance piece, and people were enjoying it very much, and I was just like, oh, isn't that so precious? Because it didn't seem to have, like, the spirit of the premise that I thought it was going to have, and then I watched it, and they just, like, kind of, not, like, underplayed it, but they just focused on the clothing part of it so much that I was like, oh, I was really hoping you guys would kind of transcend that. But anyway, it was fun. I mean, whatever. Like, I had some smiles.
So have you ever been totally shocked by an art exhibit?
Totally shocked.
I think you're hard to shock.
Yeah, I'm a little hard to shock. I mean, I had one friend, he did a whole giant cross and he pounded like 20 penny nails, like, which are like the biggest, thickest nails you can, into, like, and I'm talking across, like, it looked like mission style wood, like big, thick blocks and crossboards, right? Mm-hmm. And then he pounded as many nails that could fit into that. And it was like 7-8 feet tall. And, like, you know, it had to be at least 6 foot wide spread. And so imagine all of the nails, big, thick nails. So that astounded me because he was obviously trying to make some statement. I don't quite know what the statement was. I won't lie. But, like, I was like, oh man, like, that's a lot of work. And as somebody used to do construction, I'm like, that's a lot of work. And I still don't know what the meaning is. And so that became kind of ridiculous to me in that sense, where it was just like, what was the point? Jesus only needed three nails, bro.
Think about how successful it was, because you're still thinking about it, talking about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
I'm with you. No, I mean,
it was impactful.
I'll give him that.
Okay.
Which is a word by another friend of mine absolutely hates.
Well, impactful is kind of what we're talking about here today. Mm-hmm. You're also, as an art guy, I just have assigned you the tag of art guy.
My family will be so proud.
You're familiar with the artist Marcel Duchamp, correct?
Oh, yeah. He had the very famous I Found a Toilet, Turned It Into Art.
Exactly. Conceptual artist, pretty avant-garde, like we said. Yeah. The piece that we're talking about is called Fountain.
Yes.
And it's a urinal, for those who aren't familiar. Mm-hmm. It was part of this series that Duchamp had that was called Ready Mades. And so he would just take these everyday objects and kind of hang them places. And he put the urinal on the wall. It was really shocking to people.
Completely, I remember.
Totally outrageous and shocking. But it was also called one of the most influential pieces of 20th century art.
Mm-hmm. He basically, all found art is based on what he did, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, and it was part of, like, the Dadaist movement. But he kind of splintered off from that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're talking about this history we have of putting urinals and the like on a wall. So keeping in that same vein, let me tell you about another artist whose name is Maurizio Catalan.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah, Maurizio is a good name. He's an Italian artist and he does installations, sculptures. There's a really kind of dark humor to his work. And he went through a taxidermy phase.
That kind of dark.
All of us have.
Who hasn't wanted to work with dead animals as a medium?
Well, like, he did a lot of horses.
What do you mean, did a lot of horses?
And so, with taxidermy. So, a lot of them that he did were just, like, limp, like, hanging horses, like, in a sling from a ceiling.
Oh, so like the veterinary style where you have like those, like you basically lift them to do surgery,
right.
But
and
he just did it as like
droopy and hanging. And then he had others that were a bunch of horses and their heads were stuck in the wall. There's like maybe six in a row. They're like heads were stuck in the wall and the rest of them was coming out of the wall. Like
so the
reverse.
The opposite. Yeah, like we normally like a trophy hunter would have like the heads of the animals coming out. These have the body.
Yeah.
Coming,
and so it just looks like
in.
These limp horses like hanging.
I love that.
So he had this other piece called Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Okay.
And it was
like the fairy godmother.
Okay. And it was a taxidermied squirrel. with like sitting at a kitchen table with his. I haven't even gotten to the
giveaway. Sorry. Taxidermy is sitting at a kitchen table.
Yeah, well, it's like a tiny little squirrel-sized kitchen table with his head down on the table and then a handgun on the floor dropped underneath him. So it's just, you know, you can kind of draw a conclusion about the sad fate of that.
Bippity poppity boo.
I know. So I can see that you'd be a fan.
I just want to know what the bippity boppity boo has to do with the, like,
I don't know, dude.
Self-negating squirrel.
I don't know. But he also, Catalan got very Duchamp-esque. Uh-huh. He once taped a banana to a wall with duct tape and called it art.
Wait, didn't Banksy just do that?
Probably.
Like 3 years ago at a Biennale? Maybe it was Miami Art Basel.
It might have been Homeboy. Might have been Catalan.
Maybe it was. I just remember the headlines.
He's in those circles.
And then someone came up and pulled it off and ate the banana. Right.
I think that was him because it was the duct tape banana. And it's like a really perfect banana.
Okay, word.
He also did hyper realistic wax figures. Catalan did. Well, it was just like if you're going to Madame Tussaud, like wax museum, he did those, but of sort of political figures and stuff. He's basically. His work is really playful, satirical, taking aim at the powers that be, societal conventions.
He sounds like Matthew Barney, but with more agenda.
Yeah, and less Bjork.
Yes, exactly.
and less nightmare fuel. Yeah. But a lot of people think of him, too, as like this jokester, prankster, kind of poking fun at everything. One major work of his is called America.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what this is.
It was created in 2016, specifically for the Guggenheim Museum in New York. Mm-hmm. And it should be noted that in 2011, before this, Catalan announced his retirement from art by hanging pretty much every piece he'd ever created from the skylight at the top of the Guggenheim Museum's atrium. 128 objects.
Hanging from the skylight so you can't touch them?
They're just all floating above you. Okay. Yeah. And America was kind of how he announced that he was coming out of retirement. Okay. So in 2011, he hangs up all 128 things. Mm-hmm. You know, 5 years later, 2016, he's like, guys, oh my God, I'm back again.
Can't hold me down.
Something that rhymes with again. And so he makes America as this like, you know, hey, I'm back. Mm-hmm. 227 pounds of 18 karat gold goes into this.
Wait, do you say 227 pounds?
Yes.
Gold is usually talked about in the ounce.
Right, no, we're talking pounds.
Oh, wow.
And it alone, the gold alone, worth $4 million.
Oh, okay. I was trying to do the math.
Right.
Thank you.
I'll do it. Don't worry.
You believe me, I bet. Thank you.
As a work of art, it was appraised at $6 million.
So he added $2 million of value? Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
What is America? Yeah. It's a toilet.
Oh, man. It's a gold toilet?
It's a gold toilet. Solid gold, 227-pound toilet. Now,
I think Benjamin Franklin would get a kick out of that.
The Guggenheim, true. Mm. The Guggenheim in New York has Kohler toilets in its restrooms.
Okay.
And so Catalan had a copy of the exact same kind of toilets in the public restrooms of the museum made.
So it's not even a fancy toilet?
No, made it in gold. And it was installed in one of the bathrooms for visitor use. Mm-hmm. So like, it wasn't like, oh, we just go and look at this. It was connected to the plumbing. More than 100,000 people used the toilet while it was there.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
They had a security guard stationed outside. Uh-huh. And, you know, so people were in line. There was a special cleaning routine that they used for it. Medical grade wipes to clean it down with no fragrance, colors, oxidizers.
Are they doing this between visits? Like, of the 100,000 people, do they 100,000 times clean it?
I don't know.
Because I'm just wondering, like, what is a gold toilet like when, like, the seventh person has used it in, like, 10 minutes?
Warm.
Yeah, warm gold toilet.
So they would steam clean.
Of course.
I'm guessing at the end of the day. And then they had to start polishing, like, if it changed color. So if you had, like, a really, I don't know, acidic rump, then they'd have to go in there and...
Somebody eating too much vinegar.
Exactly. And Catalan, he wanted museum goers to use the piece. Mm-hmm. And he was quoted as saying, whatever you eat, a A $200 lunch or a $2 hot dog, the results are the same toilet-wise.
It's all two to that toilet.
Number two.
Sorry.
So gross.
I couldn't help myself.
I know. I teed it up for you. So, but in 2019, the exhibit moved.
Okay.
It went from the Guggenheim in New York to Blenheim Palace. Now,
is that in New York too?
No. Blenheim Palace is a large country house located just outside of Oxford in England, in Woodstock.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's also the only non-royal, non-church structure in England to be called a palace.
Huh. Yeah. Well, do you know what constitutes a palace, or like why?
Just a biggin.
It's just a biggin house.
No, sure.
Like, that house, that's a biggin. We're going to call that a palace.
That's a palace. This one was built in the early 1700s.
Okay.
It's this, like, when I say biggin, it's enormous. It's huge. It's like a proto-Baroque landed gentry fever dream.
Oh, okay. So like what we would in America think of, like one of those Vanderbilt era houses?
Right.
Okay.
But it also, it has been used in film a bunch of times, like in Spectre.
Uh-huh.
It was used to take the place of a building in Rome because it has that ornate Baroque, which you really don't see in English architecture so much.
Huh. Interesting.
But it's totally nuts. Downton Abbey on steroids.
Flex on them.
It's crazy. It's a national monument.
Of course.
It's also a mausoleum.
There's really? Like a, there's some dead bodies in there?
Yeah, in like their chapel. It's a family home.
Okay.
Who's family home?
The Earl of Sandwich.
The Beckhams. No. The Duke of Marlborough.
Ah, I was close.
Yeah.
I was really close.
And it is also the birthplace and ancestral home of Winston Churchill.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was popped right out there.
He had it like that, huh?
Yep.
I didn't know he came from such wealth. I always thought he was a little bit more like an up-and-comer. I didn't realize he was more of a, like, of course, I'm just a late bloomer.
Yeah, no, he's for real. So in these, like, cavernous halls and libraries, the walls are covered in absolutely priceless works of art. There are lush gardens available for the common folk to tour.
Can you imagine growing up in a house like
this? No, it's like, mind-blowing.
Like, having a small child
when
in
you
a house,
look at
house like that?
When you look at pictures of it, it's just, it's, I can't get my head around it.
And also, would that, not ruin, but, like, limit the impact of art for you if you grew up looking at all that art that way and it's just your home? You know?
Yeah, and like I think that it limits a lot.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, to have such an expansive upbringing with all this excess, I think limits your appreciations of things anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So in 2014, Lord Edward Spencer Churchill, who's the brother of the current Duke of Marlborough.
Is this Spencer like Diana Spencer?
I think so.
Oh.
I don't know, but I think so. They're all related. He founded the Blenheim Art Foundation.
Okay.
And he wanted to be able to present large-scale contemporary art exhibits in a place that was not modern. So he wanted to challenge what they call the white box aesthetic of modern galleries.
I like that.
Yeah. It's kind of like the original location of the Saatchi Gallery in London did that at County Hall. So he kicks off the foundation's work with an exhibition by Ai Weiwei.
Oh, dope.
And just from then on, it's, I think, like once a year or every couple of years, they have these enormous exhibitions where one artist takes over the palace.
Wow.
And so, and it's not like a standing, it's only for like a couple months and then it's gone.
So you do an exhibition inside this palace. They get to basically take the palace, turn it into your artistic playground.
And they're not going to remove any of the current art.
Uh-huh.
You just get to be in there with it. And so
that's a fun challenge.
Yeah. In 2019, Maurizio Catalan comes to town with his show called Victory is Not an Option.
Dude, see, a sense of humor.
Amazing. And here's how they described the toilet in their brochure. America, Catalan's fully functioning, solid 18-karat gold lavatory also speaks to the historic constructs of status, wealth, and power that underlie institutions like Blenheim Palace.
Is he referring to poop?
It's like, that is? Oh, look at us. We're poking fun at ourselves.
Yeah. The underlying institutions.
So
sorry.
When we come, I need to take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'm going to let you know more about the fate of this solid gold crapper.
So we'll be back in two and two.
Two and two. Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history. Who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
As you know, the world can be a dangerous and unpredictable place. With every crime I've studied, I've learned one thing. Your best line of defense is your vigilance and preparation. You don't want to worry, you just want peace of mind. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. For every ridiculous robbery and theft we talk about, it's pretty obvious the crimes could be avoided with a solid security system. A good home security system keeps people prepared and aware. SimpliSafe is that system. It was named Best Home Security Systems 2024 by U.S. News and World Report. And it doesn't just protect your home from crime, it also alerts you to fire, floods, and other emergencies. They offer sensors and cameras backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There are no contracts, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
All right, so Zarin, we got ourselves a solid gold toilet.
Look at us.
We got ourselves a turlet. A working turlet, mind you.
I'm going to go sit, take a seat on the crown, or the throne, rather.
It was installed. Not only is it solid gold, it's installed in the childhood home of Winston Churchill.
What?
A giant palace, Oxford, England.
This is so wild.
You know what it is? Ridiculous.
100%.
I want you to close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
Imagine Blenheim Palace in 2019. Maurizio Catalan's work graces the halls. A taxidermied horse dangles limply from the ceiling of a grand salon, hovering over, let's say, luxurious velvet settees and obscuring the oil portraits on the gilded walls. In one long hall, a lifelike wax figure of a schoolboy aged Adolf Hitler kneels in a penitent pose. Are you scared yet?
My eyes are closed.
In another room, there's like a huge tapestry on the wall depicting some sort of fox hunt. And at its center is a lifelike wax figure of the Pope lying on his side, having been crushed by a meteor. And then outside, a giant Pinocchio floats face down in an outdoor fountain, surrounded by manicured hedges trimmed into a low labyrinth.
Okay.
Every surface of the chapel, from the ornate cornice work to the large marble tomb surrounded by angels, is peppered with taxidermy pigeons.
Nikola Tesla would have a field day.
And then, in a small wood-paneled chamber beside the room where Winston Churchill was born, directly beside the room where Winston Churchill was born. There's a solid gold toilet. America. Fully connected to the plumbing. So it's not just, again, it's just like at the Guggenheim. It's not just sitting there.
Yeah, it's a working toilet.
This thing's plugged in.
Yeah.
It's a working toilet.
This toilet's humming.
The visitors to the palace were allowed 3 minutes of solitude to use the toilet. So, you know.
Wait a minute. There was a timer.
Yeah.
Like, you got 3 minutes. You got to get out. We don't
care
like if you're
banging
done.
On the door.
Wiping out.
There's just one toilet in the whole palace. And it's gold. And you got a 3 minute limit. It's like living in an apartment with one bathroom and a bunch of people.
20 seconds, Viscount. 20 seconds.
Yeah. They're like going there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, doing their business. But
so, 3 minutes.
My father would have been challenged by this rule.
3 minutes. And I guess then they like politely knock. Like
very British.
Yeah. You hope no one goes in there and just wrecks shop. then all the people are still waiting. Anyway, the Guardian newspaper.
Can I get a little Glade in here?
The Guardian newspaper. Art critic Jonathan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He described the experience as, quote, much like peeing on porcelain. But here, among all the photos of young Winston, it also feels like pissing on British history.
I have to know, when you use a sense of metric like peeing on porcelain, uh-huh. It makes it sound like he's peed on porcelain before.
Well,
he has.
Anytime you pee on a toilet, it's porcelain, right?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of it that way. I totally wasn't
You're like,
thinking of it that way.
All those fancy folk who pee inside.
I'm like, come on now. Who doesn't pee in the grass? Come on now. Oh, I got porcelain.
I mean,
I didn't even think about a porcelain.
It's much like peeing on a pile of dry leaves.
I was
but
thinking
it's
about like cookware. But
no. It's porcelain, like the, yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, yeah.
So he says it feels like pissing on British history. Edward Spencer Churchill, remember the founder of the Blenheim Art Foundation? I'm saying Blenheim because there's a town in South Carolina that's spelled like this, Blenheim.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that the British pronunciation
that whole Mid-Atlantic coast, they love British stuff.
So
I would
it's
100%
not like Blenheim, it's Blenheim, I would hope. Sorry, English people, if I'm not getting that right.
South Carolina is like
Anywho.
You astray.
Yeah, right? So Edward Spencer Churchill... Lord Edward, he says, despite being born with a silver spoon in my mouth, I have never had a on a golden toilet, so I look forward to it. We can bleep that.
This is reminding me of that scene in Lincoln where Lincoln telling the story about going over, Ethan Allen's over in London, and one of the English people says, hey, do you want to use the bathroom? They go to use the bathroom, and in the bathroom is a portrait of George Washington. And the English are so delighted that he had to like use the bathroom while there's a portrait of George Washington over the toilet.
Yeah.
So then Ethan Allen comes out, and the English doesn't say anything. And the English lord's like, well, didn't you notice the George Washington portrait I put in the bathroom? And he's like, yeah, and I think it's a good choice. He's like, what? You're president in the bathroom? You think that's a good choice? Why would you think that? And he's like, well, sir, it's because I think everyone in the world knows that nothing makes an Englishman faster than the sight of George Washington.
So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, but I mean, what I think is interesting about that is how he seems so delighted in being so crass.
Mm-hmm. That's what, the English have this thing with that.
Well,
I'm saying more so than us. Like, we like being, like, wrong. They like being crass.
Yeah. He also said that the toilet, quote, wouldn't be the easiest thing to nick, meaning to steal.
Oh, right.
And so he continued, firstly, it's plumbed in. And secondly, a potential thief would have no idea who last used the toilet or what they ate. So, no, I don't plan to be guarding it.
This is the crass part I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like, they
got to
throw in the, or what they ate.
Yeah,
I'm like, I didn't need that picture, bro. Like,
unnecessary.
Come on.
Unnecessary. I mean, let me say stuff like that.
That's
but
your
you,
job.
You're better than that, Edward Spencer Churchill.
Yeah, go back to being the villain in an American movie.
He's like got his collar popped up and then he hops in a sports car and puts his wafers on and zooms off. Anyway, so he's saying like, look, no one's going to steal it. But doesn't that seem like a challenge to a team in search of a heist?
It seems like a challenge to me. I'm just listening.
If you
I'm
and
like, I want to steal this toilet
nearby there.
Yeah.
And then we could just call people we know.
Mm-hmm.
You call some friends. I call some friends.
I know a couple of plumbers.
Guys, we're stealing a toilet.
Yeah. I need a truck. I need a plumber. And I need a couple wrenches.
You get these people and then you go and you say, we're stealing a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Elizabeth. I'm like, trust me. They're like, I'm like, trust me. We go in there like, it's gold. I'm like, no, it's fake gold. Just take it out.
Yeah, just it's painted gold. It's plated.
Yeah, it's No, it's an open invitation.
I'm wondering how heavy this gold toilet
227
is.
Pounds.
Yeah,
a member?
I know the number, but I'm saying like picking up 227 pounds.
Do you know what 227 pounds is? One Bo Jackson in his prime.
Damn.
Bo Jackson.
There's no way I could pick up a Bo Jackson in his prime.
He weighed 227 pounds.
Yeah, and if you compactified that to the size of a toilet, not even a chance.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so.
I'm going to need to get that up on my shoulder.
Our heist team would need a cart.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
At least.
One of those like.
Maybe one of those engine pullers where you can like lift out the engine from a car. Oh,
you know what? You go in the other room, mm-hmm. you cut down one of the taxidermied horses.
Perfect. We got the.
You've got like yep. a winch on mm-hmm. that one. And
you got a pulley. You got a hoist. We're good.
How do we know we didn't do it? And I'm giving it all away right now.
Oh.
Anyway, the exhibition opens September 12th, 2019. Art World, loving it.
September 12th for America? Is that like a whole thing?
Oh, I don't think they did it that way.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
No,
like
September.
A day after.
No. You're reading way too much into this.
It's art, darling. What can I say? Darling, it's art.
Listen, baby, it's art. 2 days later, yes. September 14th, at around 5 in the morning, the thieves strike.
Yes.
So they only got two days in there. Two stolen cars roll up. They got fake plates on. And they force their way through the front gates and into the courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Three robbers, each wearing dark clothes and balaclavas, they get out of the cars
like
and
the
then
style.
Leave two getaway drivers.
Okay.
The three of them broke into the palace and made their way to the toilet. Now, the toilet is in a very small room with wooden doors. It's like a little wooden...
Oh, like a bathroom. Paneled.
Yeah. It's. I don't know if you have these where you live. There's a small room with a toilet in it.
The water closets. Yes, I'm familiar.
So that's what they had there.
Yes, okay.
Thanks for pointing that out. Okay, so it's in this small room with wooden doors. Uh-huh. They don't just jimmy open the door. They busted open the door. Like, they literally broke the door down.
Oh, like kicked in the handle.
Looked like some, like, B.A. Baracus move, just punching right through the wood and then ripping the pieces out.
Okay.
Now, the door looks like, seriously, it is not a substantial door.
Yeah.
And they just straight up smashed through it. I'm going to put pictures of the crime scene on our Instagram.
Nice.
They're amazing. Now, I know that Lord Edward said he didn't think that they needed to guard it because it was connected to the plumbing.
Because, you know, that's just so difficult to undo.
I thought that was just showman's bluster, this whole we don't need to guard it. No, mm-hmm. they honestly apparently did not guard it. Like, there's not even like a decent lock. When
you're
going to
leave
this,
$4 million of gold in one place, you're like, we don't need to cover that.
It's like it's had fecal matter on it. Who wants it?
It's gross.
So they're like, when you see the door, I can't wait for you to look at these pictures.
I can't wait.
There's like not even a lock. It looks like you don't see. It is such a
it's just a bathroom door, basically.
It's like balsa wood and a paperclip.
Mm-hmm. Like if you go into a nice home and they have that bathroom near the front door that's like just a toilet and it's like one of those doors is kind of what I'm imagining, where it's like a three-quarter door. You know what I'm talking about?
A three-quarter door?
Like not a full-size door.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a what are those, the double?
Oh, like country doors, like farmhouse doors where they have the top half that swings open and the bottom half that swings.
That's what you should put in your bathroom.
That would be an amazing bathroom door. You can be just talking to
people.
You
just holler out at people.
You can be like cooling a pie while you're...
That's my pie cooling door.
Yeah, come on now. Got to keep my eye on it.
And then you have to go in and out of the window to get in and out because you don't want to disturb the pie. So that's the bathroom at your house.
Okay. Back to Lord Edward.
So again, it's like this like really flimsy door. There's no real decent lock, whatever. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird to me.
Okay.
I'm going to file that weird.
I'll just duly note.
You would think too that in a place like that, that breaking in would be kind of hard to do.
I'm thinking getting into the house would be difficult.
How did they get through the front gate?
They had a gate, right? I assume it was metal and slid and was like all like modern.
Sure,
so you either
I
had
suppose.
To drive through it or either deactivate it. Then you got
it said all the reports said they forced their way through. So like they were just like pushing through, and then they got two cars in, and
yeah.
then they somehow get into the building.
Interesting.
And anyway. I'm getting irritated here. So you'd think that it'd be hard to get in there. I mean, mm-hmm. there are millions of dollars worth of art in
yeah.
there. Aside from, Maurizio's work.
And respect the home of Winston Churchill.
I mean, like, come on. I would imagine that it actually, as much as it weighs, the gold toilet is probably easier to get out of there than some of those like 10-foot by 15-foot oil paintings I got running in there.
Completely. Yeah.
So the thieves break down the door like the Kool-Aid man. And then they angrily remove the toilet itself.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
And they obviously, since they don't care about destroying the door, you can guess they didn't shut off the water. They weren't like, oh, let's be conscientious. Mm-hmm. They just sawed off the bottom.
I love this.
And so there was really bad water damage and flooding. So they're like, the water's like
pouring out.
And
it's not even difficult
out.
To like shut off the water
no,
there.
They
all they
had
to do is like turn a knob.
Two fingers up to the palace and like ripping the toilet out. Again, 227 pounds, a Bo Jackson.
a full Bo Jackson.
Get out of there. And somehow they make it out to the vehicle. Like maybe one of them brought a skateboard and they put it on and
that actually
it too.
Works really well. I've used that with memory foam mattresses.
I've moved houses with that. Yeah, it's smart. Maybe they had like a big dude who just tucked it under his arm and was all raw. Like, these are a secret weapon.
You watch too many heist movies.
Well, I need a big dude like that on my heist team.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So they loaded into one of the trunks of the cars, the boot in
car. English
and then
boot.
They just tootled right off. I say everybody tootles when they drive. And now there were rumors at first.
Tootling sounds like the exhaust of a European car. Like it's like,
yeah. Because they're so, I love it.
Like if you wouldn't said that in Detroit in an auto meeting, they would like throw you out.
Next time I see some guy in like a lifted Ford 350, I'll be like, do you have fun just tootling around in that, scooting around town? Tootle here and there.
It's like a little fun tootling around.
And then he
car.
Just like, he can't see me because the grill is so high. And then he runs me over. He's like, what was that? And then I'm just smeared on the pavement. Toodles. People thought at first that maybe the whole thing was a prank, like a Banksy self-shredding art thing.
Ah, there we go. I knew Banksy would come
right,
into this.
Because don't forget, a year prior to this, 2018, that's when Banksy's Girl with a Balloon, that iconic mural, he made it into a painting, sold it at auction at Sotheby's for £1 million. Mm-hmm. And then do you know the story?
It goes like into like the shredder, right?
Yeah, as soon as the hammer came down, the auction ended, the winning bid was finalized, the painting starts unexpectedly lowering itself into a shredder built into the bottom of the frame. Mm-hmm. And then it stops halfway, so there's just like shredded painting hanging below.
Yeah.
Now, Sotheby's called it a moment of instant art world history. So they got what they wanted out of that.
Of course.
And then the piece was later renamed Love is in the Bin and sold at auction in October of 2021 for £18.5 million.
Are you serious?
So it went from a million. They cut it up, cut that bad boy up, 18.5.
I need to get some scissors.
Some people have too much money.
Yeah, like some people are just straight up suckers. I mean, if you can be like, oh, that story is so amazing. How amazing.
Well,
it was $17 million or pound story.
They're hanging it. If it didn't go to a gallery, it's hanging in someone's home and they're just like, I'm so clever. This is so, wink. Anyway.
I hope that tech CEO enjoys that brief moment with art in their life.
So there were some people that brought up thinking, well, is he pulling a Banksy here up in the value and the notoriety of this piece? Because he's already a prankster, a provocateur. Mm-hmm. No. Here's what Catalan had to say. Quote.
Yes. Give it to me.
When this morning I was informed about the robbery, I'm not going to do an Italian accent, though. So pretend I'm Italian.
Yeah. Well, come on now.
When this morning I was informed about the robbery, I thought it was a prank. And it took me a while after a few checks to come to the conclusion that it was true. And it wasn't a surreal movie where instead of the jewels of the crown, the thieves went away with a bloody toilet. He's saying bloody, like the British version.
I had to like correct in my ear. I was like, a bloody toilet? Oh, right.
Oh, dear. Yeah. And he said, I always liked heist movies, and finally I'm in one of them.
Sir, do we need to tell you what a heist movie is as opposed to a heist in reality?
He's all blurred with him.
He's like,
it's all blurred. And then he said, dear thieves, please, if you're reading this, let me know how much you like the piece and how it feels to pee on gold.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's think about that.
How it feels to pee on gold.
How does it feel to pee?
Like, does he really want to hear? Like, what if you got a Yelp review
of the
toilet?
Haven't enough people told him?
Would he be delighted?
100,000 people peed on gold in New York.
Like,
so what at this point?
And also, it's like that.
Why am I getting more and more annoyed with these people?
It's the British schoolboyness of it all. We're like the whole like, I tinkled on gold.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm and like, does that
people,
erase the,
people
like,
are starving,
the blood-stained
but
hands of your royalty? I don't know. What is this? What are we doing here, bro?
We are getting really amped up. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to let you know what happens next.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Zarin.
Elizabeth.
Let's talk Turlet. The police.
I got two for it.
They obviously, they got cracking on trying to solve the case of the stolen golden toilet.
Did they send out the flying squad?
They flew right into it. No.
Remember? You remember.
No. I couldn't find any reference. But that's London, because this is Oxford. This is Oxford,
isn't that close
baby.
Enough to, isn't that close enough? Isn't like Oxford pretty
no.
close? Isn't it like a suburb of London?
No.
I don't know Oxford, obviously.
No.
Clearly.
No.
I thought Cambridge and Oxford, aren't they really close
Whatever.
To London?
They're not there. It's not London.
I know that historically they were their own towns, but I thought London grew
enough.
It's a
different enough. Planet. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I was just...
I'm going to be honest.
I don't even know if England's real. I think it's mostly something that started in Disney movies, and then they just expanded it.
Yeah,
and they
completely.
Said, let's make it into a real place. This
mm-hmm.
seems fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
England.
It's a theme park.
A theme park for tea cozy
Now that
lovers.
Everyone there hates us.
Now, if anywhere's a theme park, we all know where
we
the theme park on this.
This
planet is.
We exactly. Detroit. I've never been to Detroit. Why
oh, Detroit's dope, actually.
Yeah, that's what say. I understand.
It's Gary, Indiana, you got to stay out of.
Why are we?
I'm sorry,
just
Gary,
stop.
Indiana.
I'm sorry, Gary. Like, we're going to have to run, like, an apology thing of, like, all the different locations.
I'm sorry, Cleveland. I'd like to apologize to Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know why I said that about Palm Springs.
I offer my sincere apologies to the entire state of Maryland.
Tacoma, Washington, please forgive me for both what I said about you and Seattle.
We love everywhere. Let's just say that. No, I do. True. I love people. I love places.
You always say that.
You're love world peace.
Oh, my God, Elizabeth, you want to leave the house? You're like, I love people. I love places. Let's do this.
So, yeah, that's me. Anyway, love everybody. Sorry. Where was I? Okay, so.
Police got cracking.
Police got cracking. You're right. That's what I said. Now, I can't find a lot about the investigation itself in my research.
Okay.
Which did last more than 3 minutes.
The investigation or the
research?
My research.
Okay. I will tell you that much. I did a lot of research on this.
Oh, I know you do, yeah.
And couldn't find anything about the actual investigation. I was kind of hoping that someone like the Daily Mail would come through with like leaks because they usually will tell you all the inside.
This is like 100% their wheelhouse. I'm surprised that they aren't just like...
Well, the details are scant.
Having a serial reporter out there.
But here's the thing.
The latest on the gold crapper.
I can tell you. 7 people were arrested in connection with the theft.
Seven.
Nice. I'm going to list them off for you. Okay. I don't have names, but I'll list off their details.
No government names for us?
No, whatever. They wouldn't tell me. 37-year-old man from London. He was arrested on suspicion of handling stolen goods.
Okay. So.
A 68-year-old man from Evesham was arrested on suspicion of burglary.
Okay, so part of the team. We got our fence and part of the team. Uh-huh. Go on.
A 36-year-old man from Cheltenham. Arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to burgle.
So a planner. Got it.
Planner. A 38-year-old woman, a 37-year-old man, and a 36-year-old man, all 3 of them from Oxford. They were arrested on suspicion of conspiring to commit a burglary other than a dwelling.
So also heist team and planner?
I guess. Okay. And then a 45-year-old man from Kent was arrested on suspicion of burglary.
Nice. A real hard man.
Yeah. So the 68-year-old and the 45-year-old. Now, 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
However, all of them were eventually released, and none of them were ever charged.
Wait a minute.
Right?
So you steal a $4 million mm-hmm. worth of gold, $6 million worth of art, and the English police go out and they try to find you. They find 7 people, and they go, okay, you guys are all clearly have enough evidence for us to
charge you. You're under arrest.
Yeah.
And not then, enough to charge. You're under arrest.
Like enough to bring them in for further police investigations. And then they decide, you know what? We're not going to charge you, even though we have suspicions of your conspiracy.
Right.
Is there something about the richness that they want this to go away?
Something is fishy.
Yeah. I mean, it seems
something's not adding up. I'm going to go back to the actual crime itself.
Okay.
The fact that they obviously have surveillance cameras, if they can say that these 2 cars came up, they had the fake plates.
Yeah.
They could see the people getting out. So there's security cameras outside. I'm going to guess they're inside too. I would guess that they, how did they get in the first place?
I mean, I could figure.
How did they get a 227-pound golden toilet out of that joint without being seen? You're telling me that there are no workers there at 5 in the morning?
Also, I imagine there is some security staff for this palace.
There has to be.
And if somebody runs into the gate or deactivates the gate, either if they electronically deactivated or they just actually drove crashing through it,
right.
I imagine that might draw some attention. Was there anything like a distractionary tactic, like they shut off the power or they lit a fire in the woods?
Not that I found as public information. So we have that fishiness.
And
then
do you think the dude maybe arranged this? Like, could the artist? Because he's all tickled by it.
That's what I'm saying, is that they thought it was a hoax for a while.
Like maybe the cops discover and they don't want to let on.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't add up, right?
Oh, it's hinky.
It's
all
frustrating.
Hell.
We're going to have to crack this case. I'm going to keep working on it. So
we should get DCI Pickles
here's
involved.
Pickles. But to this day, the toilet's never been recovered.
And they'll never find it.
No, because the cops think that it's most likely been dismantled, melted down,
and
sold.
Yeah.
That thing's long gone.
Yeah, that's no longer a toilet.
What that means is that somewhere out there are people wearing jewelry made from toilet gold.
It's like pennies?
Yeah. Someone has a necklace or like a wedding band made from gold that some museum goer once used when they were some other kind of goer.
I just... heard someone referencing this, and so forgive me, this is not a fact I know offhand. I did not read it, but they were referencing it, and I meant to go look it up. So maybe you guys can look it up, and you could look it up, and we'll all look it
you
up.
You guys, it's just me sitting here and Dave.
I'm talking, yeah, so I meant you and Dave. You guys could, like, look this up and correct me on this.
Okay.
Dave is usually good about, you know, catching my
Dave knows
mistakes
everything.
On these. So the point is that apparently all the gold that's ever been mined in the history of gold mining mm-hmm. could fit in an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Wow.
I don't know how that could be real or be true.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to add up. Yeah. But
that was what I was referenced.
So. Let's just say it's true. There it is. I'll fact check it. Correct. So someone's wearing toilet gold is, and you know, that would take up a good portion of the Olympic size pool.
So apparently 48,250 metric tons of gold is how much we're talking about. And it follows, I quote, 3.42 Olympic-sized swimming pools could contain. Three and a half Olympic-sized swimming pools could take all the gold ever mined off of Earth.
That's pretty crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it's just like thin.
Yeah, but all that Spanish gold that is all over the Catholic churches of the world and
you mean the
Vatican
stuff that
City?
Used to be in South America?
Yeah,
but then now,
exactly.
All the treasures of South America that exist on the walls of Spanish churches. Sorry, Spain. So this is ridiculous.
All kinds of ridiculous.
What's your ridiculous takeaway here?
I want one of those horses that you put in the wall and it's just like everything but the horse's head. How great would that be? Like, I'm just so tickled by that. I have to let you know something. I used to live at a place we nicknamed C-Lab, and on our wall, we had one of those like horses that kids would ride.
Like a hobby horse?
Not like a hobby horse. Like, you know, there's like old school. We found this old toy. We were house painters. And so in the backyard was this toy where like kids would be on horses and they have like four springs and like posts and the horse bounces up and down.
You stole a kid's toy.
No, the house had been
sure.
The house had been abandoned. All the toys in the back. So we bought it from the kid. He sold it for $17. I said, kid, go get some candy. Give me the horse. So we take the horse off the springs and then we hung it up on our wall and we put like some of those swim flippers, you know, for like your feet. That was so it was like C-Lab, right? Anyway, doesn't matter. That is still up on the wall in C-Lab, which still exists even though I've moved out. And that I would like to add to C-Lab is a horse going into the wall.
Okay.
It would be great. So I'm going to be contacting the English art scene soon.
Well, get a heist team.
Yeah. So what was this?
They don't care how to chase down a 227-pound gold toilet.
Yeah.
They're not going to miss a taxidermied horse.
I just need a truck and a taxidermied horse.
There you go.
I'm good to go.
And then, a cart. Here's the thing. This whole thing's ridiculous, not just because someone stole a toilet or because the toilet was solid gold. Those things are ridiculous, mm-hmm. right? What's ridiculous is that such an enormous sum of money was so casually thrown about by these people who live in the most ridiculous, rarefied world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, completely.
They're just so blasé about it. You have an artist. He makes ridiculous objects. He gets someone to fund the creation of this toilet. It's not like he was like, I'll Venmo you $4 million to this like foundry in Florence, right? Yeah, someone was like, okay, they fund it. The ultra wealthy in the art world are all falling all over themselves about how clever it is and what a grand statement it makes. And then Edward, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that he feels like a real rebel, thumb in his nose at this extreme wealth
mm-hmm.
in which he exists.
Yeah, his extreme wealth?
Yeah.
Like I'm thumbing my nose at myself.
He makes the critique, but he doesn't leave it. He doesn't change it.
He doesn't live it.
So his wealth, and let's be real, like anyone else in that kind of top strata,
mm-hmm.
that money comes from ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, that's what my father always says. Any great fortune, there is a great crime behind it.
Yeah. And so that palace comes as a result of centuries of exploitation at home and abroad.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
It's on the backs of people, working people like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel bad at all that their fun gold toilet went missing. In fact, I kind of love it.
It's like the despot's move. Like, oh, I'm a dictator. Get me a gold toilet. And then to like turn that into a joke, it just seems really hollow.
Yeah. And it's so anyway, there's a part of me that thinks that the whole thing was for publicity's sake.
Mm-hmm. I think you may be right.
That maybe it wasn't made of solid gold in the first place.
Oh, gold plating. What if it wasn't actually made of gold? Or what if it was made of gold, but they always intended to just kind of loan the gold, and then this was the way to, like, make the gold disappear?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, that's because I think of, like, kind of smaller scale stuff, like it's not really gold and this whole thing's publicity. And then, then you get into like, is it an insurance scam? Yeah. Is this a way to like
Harry Winston loan them
to
the gold?
To launder the money, to toilet the money? And like, what it tells me though, no one can be trusted, particularly when the topic at hand is a golden toilet.
No, that's very true. Them. They're going to act.
That's my we got to.
Yeah, you can beat that one.
That's my takeaway.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So
that's a gold toilet. Yeah. I'm telling you. Like, I don't think there's a way to say the words gold toilet and not have it be ridiculous, but this was more the ridiculous than I expected.
It takes it over the top. Yeah. That's us for today. You, the universal you, can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. I will put pictures of the golden toilet as well as the crime scene, as well as the taxidermied horses.
And the kick through door.
Oh, yeah. It's going to all be there. Do you have a tip for us about a ridiculous crime that you want to hear about? You want to just email, say hi, want to confess to a ridiculous crime? Email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Other than that, tune in next time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you.
Come back again.
Enjoy the toilet.
See you soon, Producer Dave.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett. Produced and edited by avant-garde goldsmithy Dave Kustin. Research is by expert taxidermist Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Italian plumbers Thomas Lee and Travis Dutton. Executive producers are Sir Ben Bolin and Lord Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Imagine getting in a hot, stuffy car in the summer. You know how it cools off much faster when you roll down the windows first to get the hot air out? Well, that's exactly how an Easy Breathe basement ventilation system works, removing all the musty, damp, stagnant air and replacing it with fresher, cleaner, drier air. Take charge of your air with Easy Breathe ventilation and get $250 off today. Ask about DIY kits. Visit takechargeofyourair.com or call 866-822-7328.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.